All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another episode of Pro Wrestling America, and Happy New Year. It is January 1st, odd month, first Wednesday of the month. We're on the road this time, Rogers Arena in Vancouver, British Columbia, for Pro Wrestling America versus Pacific Northwest Wrestling. Part of it being that both of our entrants into the IAW International Title Tournaments are facing off against the PNW's tournament entrants. So, why not have it all done in one place? Few things going on with the roster at the end of Christmas Chaos. You've got Randy Savage, Nikita Koloff, and Kendall Windham all deciding to not renew their contracts. However, we have Gentleman Chris Adams, Trevor Murdoch, and Hollywood John Tatum that have decided to renew their contracts. And then we have coming in to the PWA once again, former champion Iceman King Parsons. He signed a new contract. Mike Jones, Virgil in the WWF, Vincent in the WCW, and then Razor Ramon to fill in the spots left by Savage, Koloff, and Windham. This is looking to be a great season as we have a quick 6-week season going into St. Valentine's Day Massacre on the 12th of February. Some of the things going on will be the continuation of Austin Idol, Eric Watts, from the Tower of Doom match last week. We'll have continuing on with the Illinois Tag Team Division, the Nightmares, the Stud Stable, the Southern Rockers, and the Rock and Roll RPMs, all battling to try to rid each other of from the PWA. The American Heavyweight title, Jerry Lawler and Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker getting his automatic title shot, or guaranteed title shot, I should say, not automatic. Guaranteed title shot. But we also got a couple other things going on that will develop as we go on in here. But we start off with Eric Watts coming out to the interview desk and complaining about Austin Idol's incompetence that allowed Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker to win the Tower of Doom match last week. Lance reminds Eric that he could have won the match, but he decided to keep brawling with Idol. Lance says the Tower of Doom match was the ultimate in Christmas Chaos. Any of the 24 wrestlers could have won the match. There was very little room for strategy. Most of the match, like with Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker, just came down to pure dumb luck. Watts was unlucky, but might have had enough in the match to gain a title shot from the booking committee. Watts leaves the interview area disgusted at the idea of possibilities. After leaving the interview desk, Watts goes down to the ring for our first cross-promotional match, where he climbs into the ring against Pacific Northwest Billy Kidman. Watts sidesteps an Asai moonsault, but Kidman lands on his feet, but Watts nails him with a short clothesline. And Watts makes quick work of him after that, winning the match in a time of 4 minutes, 21 seconds. Watts celebrates in the middle of the ring, but Idol cuts the celebration short. Idol stalks down to the ring. As he climbs onto the ring apron, Watts charges him. Idol pulls down the top rope. Watts tumbles over onto the floor. Idol brawls with him around the ring, finally sending him through the timekeeper's table. Before leaving the ringside area, Idol grabs the microphone and challenges Parker to put his title shot up against him. So like I said, that's one of the big things, trying to figure out the whole American heavyweight title situation there. Next up, Interstate 74 champion Curtis Thompson continues his gauntlet. He comes down to the ring with a great bit of pomp, with his Interstate 74 title draped over his shoulder. He grabs the microphone and challenges the next in line to come down to the ring. The title won't be on the line, but Thompson is confident his next opponent isn't worthy of a title shot anyway. The Acolytes music plays, and Farouk comes out with Sunshine. Farouk has his American Tag Team title belt draped over his shoulder. They slowly walk down to the ring. Thompson is uncertain at first, but he climbs out of the ring and charges up the aisle. Farouk drills him right away with a clothesline from hell. And Farouk completely destroys Thompson after rolling him into the ring. When Farouk gets the pin in a time of 1 minute 29 seconds, he grabs both title belts. He stands over Thompson and drops the Interstate 74 title across his face before leaving the ring. Curtis Thompson thought, okay, I'm a champion now. I can handle anybody. Well, Farouk took him for a loop right away, quite literally. We go back to the interview desk, and Iceman King Parsons comes out to a big pop from the crowd and a smile from Lance. Iceman talks about how great it is to be back in the PWA and his plans to regain the Illinois heavyweight title tonight. By the end of the night, he plans to be the third three-time Illinois heavyweight champion. As he is talking, Razor Ramon attacks him from behind. Razor puts him through the interview desk with the Razor's Edge. Lance tries to get a word with Razor, who is more than happy to oblige. Razor wants to know what kind of promotion the PWA is, where a man can just walk in and get a title shot immediately. Lance tries to explain the booking committee to Razor, but Razor doesn't care. He is simply going to make sure that Iceman doesn't become the Illinois heavyweight champion before he does. So Razor heads down to the ring for our second cross-promotional match. Tatanka comes out, and the two of them put on a great match for the fans. Tatanka has been feuding with Matt Bourne for a shot at the Pacific Northwest heavyweight title. Unfortunately for Tatanka and Razor, Matt Bourne got that title shot tonight. Tatanka takes out his frustrations on Razor before finally pinning him with the end of the trail at 10 minutes flat. Next match is the Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Bunkhouse Buck, having regained the title from Italian Stallion last week, defending the title against Iceman King Parsons. Buck comes down to the ring. He is not thrilled to be defending against Iceman instead of the former champion Italian Stallion. Buck and Iceman have a great match for 30 minutes. Razor Ramon comes down to the ring and starts yelling at Iceman. Iceman takes his attention off of Buck to focus on Razor. While Iceman is distracted by Razor, Buck nails him from behind with a big boot to the back of the head. Iceman falls out of the ring at Razor's feet. While referee Randy Anderson tries to keep Buck in the ring, Razor nails another Razor's Edge on the floor before rolling Iceman back into the ring. Buck takes advantage from there to retain the title in a time of 34 minutes, 25 seconds. Razor climbs into the ring to shake Buck's hand, but Buck nails him with the big boot. Razor staggers back into the ropes where Buck whips him across the ring. Buck drops Razor throat first across the top rope before reaching into his tights. Buck lays Razor out with a solid right hand, which just happens to have a pair of brass knuckles on it. So Buck celebrates his win while the crowd boos. Iceman and Razor are left laying in the ring. Your winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion is Bunkhouse Buck. While the ring is getting cleared out, the first matches of the IAW International Title Tournaments are getting ready to happen. Candido and Trevor both cut promos backstage about their thoughts on the tournament. Candido thinks he could have drawn a better opponent than Trevor. Trevor thinks Candido will be a cakewalk. Both men have a great match. The fans are into it, although they have a hard time cheering for Candido. The match almost goes the entire time limit, but Trevor gets the pin after a vicious power slam to advance in the tournament in a time of 29 minutes, 27 seconds. Since this is the first match of the tournament, we will have to wait until next week to see who his opponent will be. We move on as the tag team tournament begins. Greg Valentine and Gino Hernandez try to welcome Harlem Heat to the Pacific Northwest with a backstage attack. Greg and Gino seek to find a way to keep the match quick and to their advantage. When they get to the ring, Percy Pringle makes his presence felt in the match, nailing Greg with his cane as he bounces off the ropes. Stevie Ray gets the pin after a package pile driver on Greg to advance in the tournament. Again, we'll have to see next week who their opponents will be, but Harlem Heat advances in a time of 6 minutes, 37 seconds. In the last of our cross-promotional matches this week, we have Austin Idol taking on Scott Hall. But as Idol makes his way down to the ring, Watts attacks him from behind before he reaches the curtain. Idol gets the upper hand and makes his way down to the ring. Scott Hall is waiting there for him. The match starts quickly, but it ends just as quickly when Watts charges the ring and attacks Idol, giving him the win by disqualification in 17 seconds. So again, Idol and Watts battle around for a while. And while they are battling in and around the ring, Greg Valentine, the Pacific Northwest Heavyweight Champion, comes out to the interview desk. Frank Bonomo, who has been there with Lance Russell this week, patiently listens to Valentine whine and complain about having to fight a second time tonight. He complains that he has had to put up with such terrible competition like Harlem Heat and now Matt Bourne. When Bonomo won't give him any sympathy, Valentine storms off to the ring. As the match goes, they have a great match, a back-and-forth battle. After the 30-minute mark, Valentine looks gassed and Bourne starts to take over. Bourne tosses Valentine across the ring with a belly-to-belly suplex, but Valentine slides out of the ring. He waves off the match and starts to head back to the dressing room. Bourne wins the match by countout in a time of 32 minutes 28 seconds, but Valentine is still the Pacific Northwest Heavyweight Champion. All right, another PWA On the Road episode is done. The PWA dominated this time, with only Tatanka picking up a victory for Pacific Northwest in the cross-promotional matches. Trevor Murdoch and Harlem Heat advance toward the IAW International titles. We will see where they go from here next week. So come back next week. We have all the stuff that is happening in the course of this first week of January in the tournament to let you know exactly who Trevor and Harlem Heat will face upcoming matches in the tournament. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.